Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. And joining me, Mylon Yurkovich. Hello, Mylon.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
And I'm good. And Jason Martinkus is also with us.
Hey, fired up to be here.
These are our workshop warriors. You know, when we do these intensive workshops on the weekend, lives change. And Jason does Every Man's Battle. Mylon does our marriage workshops with us. He and his wife, Kay, so grateful for that. And if you're interested in a different marriage, a better marriage, or how about a different character? How about going from lack of integrity to integrity? Jason will help you with one, and Mylon will help you with the other. So you call us. We have a workshop for you. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is Every Man's Battle, isn't it, Jason?
That's right. Still room to register. Come on down. We're going to be in Orange County. If you're, you know, we were just talking about this a little while ago. Sometimes it's like, you know, people need help, big time help, and the steps they take are small time steps. Sometimes you just got to throw everything you got at it. So if you've been on the fence kind of going, yeah, I got this nagging problem, but it's not that big a deal. Man, it is a big deal. Come take a giant step and actually get what you need to get it dealt with.
Yeah. And for a guy that's been doing porn or unfaithful or whatever, and he says, hey, honey, I feel so bad. I'm gonna pray more. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, make a statement with your life and go get the help that you absolutely need.
We say all the time, you can't pray your way out of something you behaved your way into.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that.
Right. And you you can't wade your way out of something that you absolutely did a belly flop into.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know.
That's in there, too.
Now, here's the deal.
You just have a way with words. And the way
not
you tie
a good
things.
Way.
The way you just tie things in. But it really stuck with us.
Yeah, good. All right. Hey, we've also got 10. Oh, anyway, if Every Man's Battle, that's tomorrow. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you've got somebody that you love, why wouldn't you say to them, go, it's tomorrow, get it done this weekend, take care of it. Mm. Now, we do have 10 tips for shame-free living. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and give us your email. We'll send these to you. One of the tips is that shame is not a sign of spiritual weakness. It isn't. Mm. It doesn't mean that you've sinned more than everybody. It might mean you have taken on the sins or the consequences of the sins of a lot of people. And you might have had a really good life, but somebody so shamed you, you're walking around with this shame that disconnects you from God and everybody else. And here's the big one. Number 10, your past can end 1 second mm-hmm. ago. Grace allows you to have a completely clean slate. And it's God's free gift, unmerited favor, that's for you. If you have a shame-based life, you are living with a toxic element in your life that doesn't need to be there. You're living as an inferior human being. And all the rest of us are out there making mistakes, probably worse than yours. And we know that Jesus knows us, loves us. When we make a mistake, we don't feel like a failure. We say, okay, well, I messed up. I got to figure out, okay, now what do I need to add to that? Maybe I need to be going to counseling and a recovery group or whatever if I'm messing up. But if you're not even messing up and you're feeling that shame, we can help you. 10 tips to shame-free living. Every workshop we do is a shame eradication program. That's what we do. That's what we're working for. Because when you're free of the shame, then you can meet Jesus on the terms he wants to be met. You can relate to other people. in a way that can provide connection. But shame will eat you and the connection we need alive. We'll take this break. We'll come back, go right to the phones. You're listening to New Life Live, and we're glad you are.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to play you from our tv.newlife.com. As you know, 10,000 people subscribe to this. There's a reason. It's so vital. Listen to this. This one is entitled Battle Plan for a Queen by Sherry Kefford. Listen to this.
So what she gave to Bob is she bought him a Lego castle. Their Lego castle had over 960 pieces in it. So every day that Bob worked his sobriety plan, every day that he did the right thing, that he fought for her heart, that he attended his 12-step meeting, that he was connected with the therapist and really honoring the pain that he had caused her through his sexual betrayal and was on a different road. Every day he did the right thing, he got to put a Lego on the castle. And every day that she lived in expectancy, waiting for him to work his program and stay connected, she found that castle slowly but slowly being built until it was complete.
Now, wow. I know some of you guys are listening and you're thinking, you know, I didn't really want to recover, but now that I realize I could build Legos, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Well, that's a humorous way of just acknowledging that one small piece at a time, he became worthy of her trust. We call him Lego Bob. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something. You can change your life and his by telling him to go to Every Man's Battle. You can change your life by watching other videos just like this that will give you so much insight and encouragement. And it's all right there at tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com. It's worth every cent to be a subscriber. You get 1,000 programs, and by the time you watch all 1,000, we'll have another 1,000. But I was just talking to him. This guy's 72 years old today. He says, man, that is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. You mm-hmm. got to go. You got to look at it. You will love it. And speaking of worthy of her trust, that's Jason's book. He wrote it. I helped him with it a little bit. And you can get it at newlife.com. You just go to newlife.com or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, the reason we're here, we want phone calls, and we've got them. And so let's go to Tony and see what Tony has to say. Tony is, he listens on WNIV from Decatur, Georgia. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on with you today?
Well, I just called to say that I'm a brand new Life member.
Super. Thank you.
I got the coffee mug, I got the tote bag, and I got the book, which I'm reading.
Great. Super.
The reason why I became a New Life member is because I called, and you guys did something very special for me. You sent me a spiritual renewal Bible. I didn't have to pay a dime. I have a sister. Everybody, she's always getting something from people, but nobody never gives me anything. So I was so happy that she sent me that Bible. I decided to jump on board and become a New Life member. And I would encourage anybody out there that's listening to become a New Life member. It's a good feeling, and they won't regret it.
Oh, well, man. Tony, thank you for that encouragement. Thank you. Really appreciate that. And, you know, I love it that you would call, and I'm going to send you something just for calling and saying that. And it's a sweet little book. It's the 12 Gifts of Life Recovery, and I think you're really going to like that. But I love it that you love the Spiritual Renewal Bible. That Bible, when it was published, was Bible of the Year, and what a blessing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, next year, Life Recovery Bible will celebrate its 25th anniversary, and the following year, the brand new Bible, the New Life in Christ Bible, it's the Bible you want to read now that you believe. It tells you all about realistic expectations, what's the next step. It's a way to disciple yourself or somebody else. Dave and I just finished it, and it's coming out in 2018. We're pretty excited about that. Mm. But right now,
cool.
Let's go to, how about Mark from Fontana, California. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Just about a year ago, my company that I used to work for ran out of business.
Ouch.
And because I had to be living on my savings, you know, now that I had to move back in with my parents.
Okay.
And unfortunately, my parents are something else in it, you know, on its own. I mean, amongst themselves, they argue a lot and the whole thing.
How old are you, Mark? Mark, how old are you?
36.
36, okay. All right.
And now that I moved back in, they tend to blame me a lot for things that happen inside the house. If things break, they blame it on me. So my question is, how is it that I can, you know, put boundaries on my parents so we can all live in peace and harmony inside the home?
Okay. I'm going to let them answer that, but then I'm going to take another swipe at something else here.
Okay.
You lost your job. I'm sure that's...
Yes.
Depressed. How hard is it for you to get up every morning and go look for a job?
You know what? It's hard, which mm-hmm. I do every day, but yet it's hard because not only did I love my job, but I had something to look forward to.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you, at 36 and 56 and 86, it's hard to lose a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't encourage you more to do two things, and here it is. Every morning, you get up and you get out of that house early, and you come back late. And look, you're going to get a lot of... But you knock on as many doors as possible. You're going to get rejected, of course, most of the time. You spend time, you know, going on some of the websites there in a place where you can meet other people and stuff. But you look good while you're doing it. You're out there. So that when you return home later, you've had no contact with your parents that whole day, but you're feeling good about yourself. Not because you got a job, but you did everything you could to get one.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just makes all the difference in the world. But let's let Mylon and Jason answer the more difficult question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel your pain, Mark. Man, before I did this, I was in the corporate world. I worked for an accounting firm and got fired from the accounting firm. It was so painful, embarrassing, and then going out and trying to beat the bushes to figure out how to find a new job. It's hard. It feels so uphill. So I feel your pain.
Thank God.
When you're talking about the question about your folks, that's a big question. Because one of the things that we experience when we move back home is the reality of family dynamics and the way that family systems work, right? And so if you think about a machine and cogs in a machine, the way that they turn, you know, all the teeth fit perfectly and everything has a way of all the cogs working at the same time so that the machine functions well. Even if well is dysfunctional, it still functions well, all right? So when you move back home, basically you're going back into the family machine, all right? You're going back into the system, as it were, and your cog has a place. And all the other cogs, which are your mom, dad, whoever else is around, they have cogs. And so when you say, I'm going to set boundaries and do life differently with my folks, what you're actually doing is because you're not the same kid you were when the machine functioned, now it's like you're sticking a wrench in there. All right? And so you think about, just think about that word picture for a second. If you stick a wrench in a machine, what's the machine going to do?
Stop or break down?
Yeah, before it stops.
Wrench.
Yeah, before it stops and breaks down. I mean, that thing's going to get wonky and screech and squeal, and all of the pressure of the machine is going to be applied towards doing what to the wrench? What's the machine going to try to do?
It's going to try to function and try to, you know, try to break it, I guess.
That's right.
Try to make it work.
That's exactly right. That's what you're up against when you go back into your household and start trying to set boundaries. You're up against that system, that machine that's happening there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mark, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, Jesus wasn't married either, and he had clearly left his family when he began his public ministry. So one of the things you have to really understand is leaving has many dimensions, okay? The Bible says, for this cause man shall leave his father and mother, shall cleave to his wife. And Jesus wasn't married, but he left his family. He began that process of individuating, becoming that individual. It's highly probable that your parents haven't let you grow up. In their mind, you're still little Mark. And so if something's broken, well, little Marky did it, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's part of the problem. And so I would, you know, Steve said something really important. I'd be out of that house at 7 o'clock every morning, and I wouldn't come back until 6 o'clock at night. I'd make myself go out and hunt that hard for a job. So I hope you heard that. Because if I'm gone, I'm going to get blamed less, all right? Number two, your family may never change. You see, Jesus in his whole public ministry didn't, his family didn't change. His family was so not supported by his family and his brothers that on the moment he died on the cross, he asked John, his best friend, to take care of his mom. That's how, he had brothers. He asked his best friend to take care of his mom. That's how uncertain he was about his family and how separated he was. And so you need to see yourself as separate, and this is all to say happiness and peace and harmony may not be possible if your parents won't allow it.
Right.
Ouch.
Yep.
Okay.
And of course there's an ouch.
Yeah.
And then we have to ask ourselves the ultimate question, would my parents be good adult friends? Would I pick them as adult friends?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, Jason, starting out by talking about these dynamics, you know, when you're younger, you think everybody's doing pretty well, they're pretty normal, and then you discover, woo, that's rough. Mm. All right. Well, I hope that is helpful to you. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, every Bible that I've given away or shared with somebody. They've always gotten back to me to say, it makes me read the Bible more. I want to read the Bible more. I've had wives say, hey, he never read the Bible till he got that Every Man's Bible. And so I'm going to send that to you. You hold on. That's my way of saying thanks for calling. I hope something I've said is helpful to you, and then something that both Mylon and Jason have said. We really do want to help you. But, boy, I'll tell you, I also want people to pray for you, because that's so tough to not have a job as a man. I hate it. It's horrible.
It is.
So we're going to help you there. If you are interested in getting some help yourself or whatever it is you're going through, well, you just call us. We have one amazing group of counselors all over the country. Our network of counselors there, we go through a tremendous process to qualify these folks. They're Christians. They're competent. You call us, and we'll tell you all about it. And then also, we need your help, if you possibly can. If you could help us with a gift, we'll send you a copy of Surviving Grief. It's a little booklet that really has helped a lot of people. So many folks don't know what to do about grief. We'll get that to you. And then if you join Club New Life, well, you'll get the whole thank you package that you've heard about with the coffee mug and the book, You Can Do This, and the thumb drive, the tote bag. It's all right there. And that's the foundation of everything that we do. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and let us help you, or you help us by making a gift. Now let's go to Mary from Miami, Florida, listening online. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
I don't know where to start, but excuse me, I've been alternately crying while I've been waiting to get on the phone.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Listen, I'm so glad that the Lord led me to call you today. Last week I was listening to a program where you were discussing men who view pornography and how they're being increasingly unable to have normal physical intimacy with their wives or partners.
Yes, yes.
Because of the pornography. And I wondered if that's, I thought maybe that's my problem too, because when I was very young, I discovered a huge amount of pornography that my father had stashed away. And it was something that I was attracted to. I had no idea anything like this existed. And from the time I was probably 11 or 12 until maybe I was 23 or 24, I wouldn't buy this stuff, but I would find it. I would find it in my parents' home. I would find it on the bookshelf. I would find it. I babysat kids, and those children always knew where this stuff was in their parents' homes. And I have not viewed this or anything for a long time, but I am not able to have a normal physical relationship with my husband.
Okay, hold on. We're going to help you right after this.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You know, Mary, I'm so glad that you called.
Yeah.
My wife is such a great group facilitator. She's not a therapist, but she's an amazing facilitator. She facilitates a group on Sunday nights over at Northview Church here in Carmel. And more and more people come, and women who have, not all the women there do, but more and more have a problem with pornography. And so you're not alone. It was something that we used to think about was just some male problem, but it isn't. And so Jason and Mylon, what do you guys think? What is some help? Do you think that her pornography use early on could have anything to do with the difficulty in having a satisfying sexual marriage right now?
Well, Mary, please define for me what it means to not have a satisfying sex relationship with your husband. What's not satisfying?
Oh, I would really like to be able to have intercourse with my husband and achieve an orgasm that way. I just don't seem to be able to do that. But
did you know? I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, did you know that that's not uncommon just in and of itself?
No.
Yeah, just here, headline. That's not uncommon in and of itself.
In fact, Mylon, one of the things that Becky Brown and I have put into our new intimacy intensive is a session on what to do when sexual intercourse is impossible, because all of us, or most everybody's going to face it at some time or another. How do you have a satisfying sexual relationship when intercourse isn't possible?
Well, she's having intercourse, but she's not having an orgasm. And that's the step two. And that's a great thing, Steve, as an addition. And so I just want to make it clear that oftentimes there is additional stimulation that is needed along with the intercourse for the female to come to a climax. And that is something that needs to be a part of the sexual encounter. So what you're describing isn't a isn't uncommon. So I just want to start there. Now, then I think it's also important to understand that it is entirely possible that you could also, and this is a question, that adrenaline, when people see porn, often they have what we call adrenalized sex. They look at something exciting, erotic, and it promotes an adrenaline surge. And then it is only in an adrenaline surge where they're taking risk or doing something that is risky that they can have an orgasm. And would you say that that's true about you or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So
it's been many, 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 many years since I've viewed pornography.
Okay.
And it's something I recognize that I really needed to stop.
And were you able to successfully stop that, Mary?
Yes.
Oh,
so
good.
I haven't viewed that for a long time.
So this show scared you. The show you heard scared you then. It made you think that this might be the problem for your sexual struggle then, didn't it?
I was sort of relieved.
Oh. Okay. Well,
in a way,
I'd like
to know that could be a problem.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest that this is and Steve brought up another issue, which is at a certain point in time a woman's body the skin thins out and the vagina is more sensitive and intercourse can be very painful. And so how then do we have creative sexual opportunities between a husband and a wife so we can still have enjoyment together? So this is a progression possibly, but I think it's important for you to understand that what I just said is true, and it just involves modifying the sexual intercourse or afterwards finishing that orgasm one way or another between you and your husband so that you have a satisfying sex life, and which tells me he might not be very attuned with you or you're not being honest with him. And that is another problem of you guys communicating during sex, which many couples don't. They don't look at each other. They don't talk, and they don't converse. So that is a very important piece to add on to this.
Jason, any thoughts from you on this?
Mary, quick question. Have you sought counseling for this?
No. I just, you know, for years I just thought this was something the Lord was giving me because, you know, I was active before marriage and because of the pornography, and I just thought, well, this is just something I'm just going to live with.
Okay.
Maybe this is something the Lord just wants me to accept.
So let me
or a punishment from the Lord.
Right.
Or possibly, yes.
Yeah. So, that's sad.
Another thing to think about, Mary, you know, when our sexual experiences are kind of a cumulative, they have sort of a cumulative effect. And so where there was sexual experiences in the form of pornography or with other people over the course of our lives, those sort of add up, especially when those people are somebody other than our spouse. They sort of add up, and we bring those experiences into the present bedroom. And where some of those experiences could have been traumatic experiences, where there could have been sexual abuse in there, and that doesn't have to be in the form of rape, although it could be, but where there's been a sexual abuse, where there's been a sexual neglect, where there's been a sexual selfishness, especially from another partner, where it's an all take kind of thing, those experiences can all play into affect present day sexual intimacy. And even without realizing it, when you're sexually intimate with your husband, those old things can be activated in a way that your body is responding to them without your brain even knowing it. Okay.
So true. Yeah.
So there's a place there to go and talk with a counselor to see if some of that stuff from the past may be playing into today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Hold on. I want to send you the Emotional Freedom Workbook. I think it'll be a great one for you. And let me, we've been doing two giveaways here. Let me send you Mylon's book, How We Love. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live. Stay tuned, please. We want to help.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. You know, sometimes we say things, maybe it's a little strange for you to hear them on Christian radio, but we really are trying to meet people where they are, try to get the right answer, and so we say some things maybe you wouldn't hear other places, but I'm telling you, people need to hear it. They really do. It can set people free. Let me read you something from Cecilia. She went to Women in the Battle. That's for every woman who's been attached to a man who has a sexual integrity problem. She said, before going to the workshop, I felt like I was going to lose my mind. I was feeling like God was punishing me. I was so afraid that my marriage was failing, and I didn't know that I had any rights whatsoever. Well, the weekend was so meaningful. The workshop, best gift I've ever had. I have received clarity there. I got resources, strength from women who are going through the same thing. I'm so grateful. Thank you, New Life, for my scholarship to this workshop. It has been such an avenue of hope and restoration, and above all, affirmation that God's love is genuine. Well, let me tell you, there's one thing we know around here. God's love is genuine. If you're a woman and you want to transform your life with some truth designed just for you, come to Women in the Battle. It'll change everything. I mean, you know, Jason, your wife, she is involved with Women in the Battle. Mm-hmm. She's so valuable to that because she has been where they are.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a gift for her to go and have the conversation with those women talking about forgiveness and trust building and how you deal with triggers when all the stuff floods your brain. She's pro with that stuff, and she loves getting to help other women with it.
Mm. Yeah. And Sherry, who everybody just heard in that battle plan for a queen, that's Sherry too, and she is one of the leaders of that, and she is amazing. She has her own story, and she is so eloquent and such a great teacher. It is a fabulous weekend.
It really is. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to come be part of it. But right now, let's go over here and talk with Sherry from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. WORD is the station. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you guys are great. Love to listen to you every day.
Thank you for that.
What I did was I played matchmaker. I took what I thought were two young, wonderful Christian people, and I put them together, got along wonderfully, and they're talking about getting married. They've been dating probably 6 months. And then they started to kind of get deeper into, you know, the Bible and their discussions.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it became apparent that their doctrine was very, very different.
Okay.
And my question is, what can they do? Because both the female is really in accord with what I at least understand Christianity to be and what the Bible teaches.
Sure.
Where the young man seemed to have gotten into some sort of, I don't know, it's almost like a cultish thing, but what can I do to help facilitate his understanding so that he's really brought, because his heart is right, but he's just attached to this church that he's been going to. For instance, they don't believe in the Trinity.
Yeah. Okay, well, there are a couple things I want to say. It's always fascinating to me that people get in trouble over the Trinity. Like that every Bible scholar that has read the Bible and writes about the Trinity being a reality in the Old Testament and the New Testament, evidences, you know, all the way through. That they feel like, you know, some guy like that has a high school education is more brilliant and he starts this church and they don't believe in the Trinity or something like that. So that's fascinating to me about the lack of belief in the Trinity. I just don't understand how that is so tempting for people to fall into. But here's the big thing. It's not his theology problem, which that's huge. But the bigger problem is she's dating somebody that's involved in an unhealthy church system. And that's what you really want to warn her about. Because it's not just like he needs to change his mind or he needs to understand the truth. He's involved with a group of people that are not in his best interest. And it would be sad for her to marry someone in a church not in his best interest. Because most of the time, they're much more tougher on women than they are on men. That's my thought from this. You guys, what do you think?
Sherry, are there other areas in your life where you are overly responsible?
There probably are quite a bit because I'm a healthcare person. But it just struck me when I met the young man that he just seemed so well put together that there was just one little friend of mine that would be perfect.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a matchmaker, Sherry, but a matchmaker is sort of defined as the person that sort of makes the match, not trying to fix all their problems and not trying to rescue them or feeling, what do I do to solve this problem? This is going to be a battle that they're going to have to solve. They're going to have to decide they need to get help. And I would say at a very minimum, you may want to send them to a good a theologian or a pastoral counselor, somebody who really knows the scripture that could help explain the differences and perhaps lead this young man to Christ. But Sherry,
can I start? I don't mean to interrupt you, but what's really cool about this is they both are very open, and the girl also understands that she can't be in a relationship with him right now. She's very grounded, but she wants to try to help him, and so he's agreed to start to attend the church that she goes to and, you know, just try to get himself educated. But I didn't know if there were, like, a resource that he could start to read that would really kind of bring to light. I know you're going to tell me the Bible, but I guess
the way churches
interpreted it, you know, like he believes that Jesus was just a man that, you know, that God used. And yes, he was resurrected because this was God's choice to resurrect him, but he still exists in heaven as a man, as opposed to, you know, having the same power as God. So, you know, I don't want to really get involved more than I just said to them. I said to the girl, you really need to call these guys that are on this panel, because I bet you they would really have a good idea of just what is the best way to kind of approach, because he really does want to learn, and he does want to interpret, so I'm happy to see that he has an open heart.
Sherry, I deeply appreciate your concern. I really do. And I think you're wise to point them into the direction of a resource to help them solve this. And there are a lot of great books on the subject of the Trinity and what is evangelical Christianity. Steve, perhaps you had a thought on that subject. You've written on
this. But I was thinking, you know what he really needs? Because he's confused, and he's involved in some unhealthy stuff. And if he doesn't think that Jesus is God, he's got bigger problems than just not believing in the Trinity.
Right.
Because Jesus didn't teach that he was just a man.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't teach that. So you either believe or you're not. You know what this boy needs? He needs a men's Bible study. He needs some other men to be around who are solid in their faith, and he needs to develop a connection with them so that a belief is connected to somebody who knows what they're talking about and actually cares about this guy. Otherwise, he will find some way to refute that. But I think that maybe you guys have a better idea, but to me, I want to see him in a Bible study with other men who know what they're talking about.
Well, they have to know what they're talking about. So.
And that's the key, is vetting. How do we know and trust that? It sounds like through her church there is an opportunity potentially there. The other thing that comes to mind as I'm listening is, okay, he's exploring his faith. He's trying to figure out what the heck he does understand. That's a good thing. And so where Mylon was talking about a minute ago, Sherry, you know, your job isn't to make sure that all of their faith things line up and that they're a go for their marriage. But that doesn't mean that when you see him, you can't say, hey, how's that faith journey thing going?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and same thing for her. Hey, how's it going lining up your faith with what's his name? You know, that there's nothing wrong with being the one to bring that question up. A little book that I would recommend is a book called With, W-I-T-H, With by a guy named Sky Jathani. And just paints a really different picture of our relationship with God and who God is in that relationship. Mm. So just a quick recommendation.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get it.
Wonderful.
Okay. I'll send you a book called Being Christian. I hope you'll like that. And I wrote it with a guy named John. Not the John out of the Bible, but it's a great book. It's helped a lot of people understand what is the core essence of Christianity. We'll get that to you. You're listening to New Life Live. We love it when you do. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, it is the exact same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We'll take this break and come right back after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity, impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yes, sir. We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Milan Yurkovich, Jason Martinkus, both of them involved in our intensive workshops that change people's lives. And if you want a life that's changed, better, different, improved, transformed, you got to look at it. You got to look at it. You got to say, okay, what do they have that I need to go through and just pick something? Because it's just a once-in-a-lifetime experience that changes everything for so many people. Right now, Kathy, Santa Clarita, California, KKLA is the station. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have a 14-year-old grandson. Mm-hmm. And that comes from a broken home, and he lives part of the week with us, you know, with me and his mom. My daughter lives with me. And the other half of the week, you know, they trade off, and every other weekend, you know, with his dad and his girlfriend, which was at one time his ex-wife, and they're back. But lately what's been going on with him, he's now in high school. Well, we found out that one of the kids he's known for a while, he's been, like, selling his clothes or trading his clothes to the point where, you know, a very expensive pair of shoes that he had worked hard for, with, you know, and it was a gift from his dad as far as him bringing up his grades and stuff. And then his dad asked him where they were because he hadn't seen them for a while. And he said that, he winded up, you know, confessing that he sold it to one of his buddies for like $40. That kid had moved away from the area, so it was hard for him to contact him to, you know, return the money and get his shoes back.
So what's the question for us then? What's the question for us then with a child? He's selling stuff that is his to get money from other people. What's the question?
And the question is that I guess we don't know why he's doing this, because when we ask him, he just says, you know, either the kid's bugging him to do that, to, you know, to take his stuff to him. And we ask him, well, why don't you stand up to him? You know, if you don't feel that he's bullying you, then, you know, and you can stand up to him, then why are you caving into what he wants you to do? Mm-hmm. And we're at a loss because when we ask him, he just says, I don't know. He's like,
Well, let's hear from Mylan and Jason and see what they think you ought to be dealing with here.
The first thing that I thought of when you told us this story, Kathy, was that your grandson's being intimidated and bullied, and so he has these nice pairs of shoes or clothes or different things, and so what's happening is he's being forced to give them away, and maybe somebody gave him $40 for them. Did he show you the money by any chance?
No, we haven't seen no money.
So I would suspect that he is being victimized.
Okay.
And I would try, and he's covering because he knows if he exposes people, then he's going to be in further trouble.
Right.
So I would really work on this issue, and I would have a private meeting with somebody at the school.
Yeah, school counselor.
A school counselor, the dean, and I would say, this is happening. Do you have any awareness of this happening on your campus? And I would take it right straight to the administrators of the school. And then I would try to then get an answer. Maybe they know of this and they've seen this happening. If it's happened to your son, maybe it has happened to others. And I would just simply say, that's where I would start. And then I would tell him what you know. and ask him to come clean and tell you the truth, because he really needs to be protected from bullying.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I, you know, that's what I've been trying to convey to his parents, you know.
Good for you.
You know, and I'm kind of upsetting with my daughter, because my daughter goes, well, you know, if I send him to, you know, a counselor or anything, you know, I have to get his dad's approval and get him involved. And if it involves money, he's not going to pitch in. I said, well, at this point, you know, I'm willing to do it as long as he says. And I have even told his dad, he goes, he needs counseling. We need to find out what it is, why he's so withdrawn and he doesn't show any interest, you know, in responding to you both that this is happening, because I finally asked him, you know, just here and there in questions, you know, so he doesn't feel like he's being interrogated, not only by his dad and mom, but now the grandmother too. But I make it like, you know, I just want to know if you don't feel intimidated and you can stand up to this particular person, is that person by himself all the time, or is he with other kids, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he finally said, he goes, yeah, he's with other people. And I said, you know, what, like one or two? Or he goes, usually on the average, about five.
Right.
So that explains
well,
to me.
That's right.
Kathy, yeah. Here's the thing. I think it's kind of amazing that Mylon hit this on the head, because you've had conversations with him about this and intimidation. So obviously, it's kind of like God's will for you to call at this particular time. But here, I think, is a real key. And I'm saying this to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If he had cancer, would the answer be, well, you know, if we took him to somebody who specialized in cancer, well, the father, you know, he probably wouldn't pitch in financially. So we're just going to skip getting him the help that he needs. I don't, in a million years, if it was cancer, I don't think anybody would be saying, well, if dad doesn't chip in. So I think it's irresponsible, and I think it's horrible parenting to limit a child's help based on what the father's willing to pay for. Just got to say that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, Jason, you have a more grace-filled response also, on top of Mylon really nailing what this is all about without knowing.
Yeah, the essence of being bullied is powerlessness. You feel incredibly powerless whenever you're bullied. So part of the antidote there is empowerment. And this business of talking with the school counselor and involving the help, it's important that he be helped to understand that what's happening is empowering him to do life differently and get out of the situation, not like the world is caving in on him in his situation. Does that make sense?
Well, she's done.
Okay.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Kathy's gone.
Well, and so Kathy, just to make sure you heard what I said, that empowering the person who's bullied is part of the process of getting them out of the bullying situation.
Yeah. I think we need a derangement of the thinking pattern and process of the parents, and maybe that's what you could do most valuably, is talk to mom and dad about, hey, what are you doing here? And especially mom. But anyway, I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids. Mylon and Kay wrote that book. I think you'll really, really like it. We're just about out of time, and so glad that you've joined us here today. If you're on the phone, hold on. We've got another program that we're going to do right after this. If you want the shame-free tips, 10 tips for shame-free living, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't forget about tv.newlife.com. Join over 10,000 other people who have subscribed to this amazing service. And then Women in the Battle is June the 24th. Every Man's Battle is June the 10th, and it's in July the 8th. Is also, but it's tomorrow in Orange County. You
can
go right now. You can call right now. See if there's a scholarship if you can't afford it. But I'll tell you, it's worth any amount of money to find sexual integrity in the midst of so many horrible things. Lose It for Life is April the 29th, and we've already had it. But we got another one coming around the corner. And the Alaska cruise is July the 13th. You could still go on that life-changing cruise of transformation. Come join us for it. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.